T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Midday with Jamie and Wicked on 98.1 KMBZ. Jason Niven's Afternoons on 98.9 The Rock is here. And also joining us in the studio is Rizzy Myers, who you know from The Voice. She's in town because the album release party is tonight. You're sticking around till 1:30 because I think we're going to talk very little music and very much about food.
You know, I'm down for that. I love food.
So the poor thing, we'll play you audio here in a second.
This is going to be like the exact opposite of Chris, though, where Chris is shooting down every single thing that we talk about food-wise.
And she's going to love it.
I'm so ready for this. Let's dive in.
So you're in. So for those who don't know, and again, we'll play for you the performance out of The Voice, but you are from here, live in Nashville, and you're doing quite the slate of events today.
So many events today.
And so with the album release party tonight, and so you have not eaten today except for a banana.
Like 2 bites of a banana.
And so we'll, here in a minute, we'll explain to people what just happened off the air and what I wish I had pictures of. And this is going to be a fun half hour. Okay, so for those who missed it, this is how it sounded for your audition on The Voice.
Just keep breathing and breathing.
Where you're from?
My name is Rizzy Myers. I'm originally from Kansas City, but I live in Nashville, Tennessee.
Fantastic. You really got a beautiful, powerful voice. The modulation of your tone, it was really good.
You're tremendous.
Now, is that Missouri or the Kansas side?
Thank you for asking. Missouri side.
Okay. KC Mo.
KC Mo.
Not sure what that was, but it looked cool when you did it and sounded great.
You're so good. You came in here and you showcased almost everything that you're possibly able to do, but you did it in a way that we're still wanting more. And on top of that, you seem fun as hell.
Rizzy, who do you pick?
I pick Kelly
Clarkson! All right. So that was the audition. You pick Kelly Clarkson. For those who don't know The Voices and don't watch the show, that's Adam Levine, John Legend, Blake Shelton, and Kelly Clarkson. Pick Kelly Clarkson. And so teams are set then, and then there's the next round of competition, and tell people what happened in the next round.
I'm a loser. No, just kidding. I went up against Presley. She's amazing. She's 16. Kelly was like, you're really seasoned. You're so good. Like, you're so professional. I saw a lot of growth with Presley from the blind to the battle, and I feel like she could grow more, and I feel like she could progress. Like, I just want to see her develop more. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
It's all good, but I'm so happy for her. She's so talented, beautiful, amazing. Go her. Go Team Kelly, you know?
So what was the moment like then? Because we haven't talked to you since then. We talked to you after the audition, but not since then.
Okay.
So what was that like then?
Like, during the battle?
Yeah, and to have that moment where I'm sure you're disappointed. And
Oh, my gosh. Listen, I was standing on the stage. Starving. I'm always starving.
Always starving.
And I'm sitting here like, oh, God, I get to eat after this. That's great. And we were on the stage, and they take forever to tell you. So she's like, oh, I really don't know, like, who I'm going to pick. 10 minutes later, I really don't know. And, like, but they edit a lot of that out, so you don't really see us. Like, it's quick because it's on TV.
Right, of course.
And I just had to say in my mic, I'm sure you saw, I was like, oh, this is stressful because I had to wait so long. And I kind of just like, I just had a feeling, I don't know, like I just felt like with the judge's comment or the coach's comments that like maybe I was like, oh, maybe I'll get stolen. Like, this could be really cool. And then like I didn't. It was like, listen, I didn't. And you walk down a ramp. And they're immediately like, how do you feel? Like right after you find out, like, you're a loser. Right. And I'm like, well, Then they didn't show this. And I was like, well, I'm really surprised. Like, I maybe thought I was going to get stolen. But I'm like, I'm cool with it. It's all good. I'm really happy for her. And then, like, everybody's like, the whole crew, like, acts like somebody died. It's like, so, like, I walk through and, like, nobody's, like, saying anything. I go to wardrobe. Nobody's saying anything. Like, we're so sorry, Rizzy. I'm like, guys, like, it's cool.
Yeah.
I get to eat. Like, I'm going to watch the Chiefs play. Because the Chiefs were playing that day against the Patriots. And I was like, I got back to the hotel after losing my battle, ran up to my hotel room, switched into a jersey, and went back into the lobby. And everybody's like, how'd you do? Because the other contestants, we go on different days, and they don't know. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I lost. Shh, shh, shh. The game's on.
Game's on.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, seriously, Rizzy. And I'm like, no, really. Like, I lost.
Did you peep the schedule that came out a couple days ago? Chiefs schedule just came out.
I did not. Yeah. I haven't. I've been, like, caught up in
the craziness,
but I'm, like, writing it down.
We got a primetime game against New England. That's going to be big. We got another one I think is going to be big is against the Bears, Chicago Bears. So, yeah, there's a couple few of them for sure. Taking
I'm
on the Packers
it.
Of Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers.
It's our year, man.
You think so?
Dude.
Yeah?
When we didn't get the coin toss, I was like, yeah. Oh, well, there's that.
Yeah, if you go back to the Super Bowl a few years ago where the Patriots came back and won against the Falcons on a coin toss. I mean, it is. I think there's a lot of people that feel
so
like that.
I'm so not trying to be a hater. They go every year, though.
Yeah, sure.
That's boring. That's like always eating macaroni and cheese. Like, where's my steak? Where's my mashed potatoes? You know what I'm trying? Like, mix it up. Like, they go every single year. We haven't gone in, like, what, 50 years? Come on.
It's been a minute. Yeah, for sure. Now, so you mentioned food. You come back to Kansas City. You got some places you like to dive into?
Okay.
Because I know Nashville's got a decent food scene.
No,
but
they don't. You know, they're vinegar-based.
Okay.
I'm used to, you know, some maple up in there, some tomato, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I love barbecue, and nobody, you know.
I know.
No, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody. People can pretend.
I once was taken to the best barbecue joint in New York City, and I was like, oh, come
on. Oh, you're like, what? What is this?
What is this
McDonald's?
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
Do you got a favorite spot here in KC?
You know, I love Gates. Come on.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Get real.
Over Bryant's? Gates over Bryant's?
I like Oklahoma Joe's. Is it still called that?
Joe's Kansas City. Oh, is that what it is? Joe's Kansas City.
Joe's Kansas City. Listen, their brisket sandwich, I cannot even.
Okay.
In a good way.
All right.
But
you
I'm
checked out
lame.
Like Q39 like, or Char Bar yet?
Listen, I'm going to be lame for a second. There's like this all-you-can-eat buffet Chinese restaurant like in my hood in Blue Springs. It's like on 40 and 7, and I go there all the time. I'm obsessed with it. They're crab ragoons. Nobody can top them.
All right. You know, you know, Blue Springs got a brewery not too long ago.
No way.
In little downtown.
Stop.
It's the old, I think the old poster shop, whatever. It's called East 40, if I'm not mistaken. I've had a couple beers out of there, and they actually came
in.
We're
getting on the map.
To 610 Sports. We do me and Bink do a beer segment over there. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys,
I feel it.
You got a quaint little downtown,
you know
that Blue Springs.
Quaint little
downtown.
You know, get a crab ragoon with it.
All right.
Okay. I'm not going to ask you to take a bite of what's in front of you and then, like, sing us to break.
I so will.
Do it.
Do you want me to do it? Do you want me to take, like, stuff my mouth and sing my audition song?
Yes. I mean, who else is doing this?
I would love that.
Oh, my God.
They're not doing it.
I'm down.
Okay, so she comes in here starving.
Yeah.
She's not eating all day. She's eating a banana. You're here because your album release party is tonight.
Oh, yeah. I want to do that plug real quick.
At Lifted Spirits, 6 until 9 tonight. That's the album release party.
1734 Cherry Street.
Y'all better be there. I'm just saying. I have pictures to sign. I don't want to sign like 30 and be done. Like, I printed up 200. I prepared.
So she is starving, and I'm like, what do I have that I can give you? Oh, I have cases of Suzy Q's in the office from when Hostess gave us a big delivery. And she said, what's a Suzy Q?
Didn't know. I just know the picture.
So I run to the office. I get the box. I'm like, this is unfamiliar to you? And,
Mother
and
of God.
You did not really know what the Suzy Q was. I think these have gotten smaller, by the way. I don't think the Suzy Q's are as big as they used to be.
They're still
so
delicious.
So you tried. And what's your evaluation of the Suzy Q?
My mouth is expecting a child. It was great. It was very delicious.
It's expecting a child?
It was like a mouth, you know. I don't know what I can say on the air. A mouth.
Okay,
niceness.
Got it. Understand. It took me a second.
My mouth conceived.
Mouthgasm? Is that what
I said?
Mouthgasm.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Thanks for having my back.
Yeah,
I was like
eargasm.
Oh, no,
mouthgasm.
No.
Sure. Yeah.
And they tested my abilities, and I stuffed my mouth full of it, and I started busting out some notes.
I think it'd be pretty funny, personally.
You know what? It's all you. You do whatever is...
Wait, what do you guys want to hear? What do you want to hear? You want to hear some Demi Lovato?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's hear
so
it.
So she's taking a bite, the biggest bite ever, the Susie Q.
Taking a bite. Hold on.
And you can all see this live in action tonight.
Yes. You'll do the same thing on stage tonight.
Are we on camera?
No.
We'll send you more later.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I'm happy for you. You can't make me laugh.
All right, not looking at you. I won't look at you.
Wait, I got to take another bite. I swallowed half of it.
I got water, too, if you get a little caught up.
So now I thought this was
going to
go. Midday with Jamie and Wicket, and we have Rizzy Myers in studio who needed a bit of time to get the Susie Q cleared out, but was going to sing us back to break. What request do we have here, people?
Yeah, what request do you have?
You're looking at me. I'm the rock guy.
What are you singing tonight?
But like
I'm album release
like,
party.
I'm singing some. Ooh, I can do one of my songs.
That'd be great.
I have a song called Motives. It's kind of like.
And get a little closer to the mic. Yeah. A little closer to the mic.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, because wait, are you sure you want me to be close?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I'm about to sing though.
That's fine.
That's all right.
Okay.
Come on.
So the chorus is like, motives don't ever come with emotions. Two people caught in the moment. Ain't no title on it. Baby, don't think about it. Baby, don't think about it. Act on these motives. Don't ever come with emotions.
Nice.
Very nice.
Nice. Very nice.
Very
yeah.
cool.
Sexy mama song.
Can you
look out?
So we know from the show, from The Voice, again, Rizzy Myers that you saw on The Voice. We know from The Voice that you are a songwriter in Nashville, that you're from here, but you had a career as a songwriter in Nashville. What can you tell us about what you've done since the show, you know, because it was taped a little while ago and then it aired recently, so you've had some time since then. What's happened since the show aired, and you're already in a big music city? I mean, so are you getting better exposure now because of that, or are people calling
I've
you?
I've definitely noticed, like, my followers went up tremendously, like, when my blind aired, it went from, like, 3,100 to, like, I looked at it the next day, and it was at 6,000, and then it was at 7, and then 9, and then so now it's, like, at 11,000. My YouTube was kind of, like, kind of popping, and now it's like super popping. It's like 110,000, which is popping to me. And I never even had a Twitter. Like, the show was like, open up a Twitter. So like I opened up a Twitter like a month ago, and I have like 1,300. So it's like, but I've definitely noticed like opportunities like this, and like getting to meet so many people, and definitely more eyes on me, a bigger fan base, and they're like super dedicated. Like, my Brazilians are like loving it. They're like, give us music. They're like hungry little minions, and I'm feeding them delicious food.
Which,
I'm sorry.
Delicious musical food.
All the time.
Musical food.
I love it.
So how do you like songwriting compared to being on stage?
Oh, see, I love, so I'm a little sensitive little thing. Like, when I go through something, I have to write about it. Call me Taylor Swift. I have to. I can't really write anything without pulling from personal experience. So I think the writing side is very therapeutic and much needed in my sanity. And then I never perform. Like, this is new for me. So I'm glad you asked that, because I am always in the shadows. Always. I always write for other people. I give songs to other artists. And I'm cool with being back and being a mom and being. But there was something about this year where I was like, I'm turning 30. Like, I only have one life. And if I never pursue this, like, and I got a little bit of taste on The Voice, you know, being
sure.
on the stage and seeing these reactions when I sing of how it makes people feel. And like, if I'm singing, I look at someone and they're so impacted. I'm like, wow, this is kind of cool. So it's like something new for me. I'm really excited.
I think when you look at like music overall, and this is something that when you're sort of on the outside looking in, you don't understand that today's climate for musicians, it's about the grind. It's about getting on stage. And because everything is streaming, because everything is downloads, sometimes legally, sometimes illegally.
Yeah.
But even though, I mean, you know, what was it? I remember seeing something that a classic rock song had spun like 100 million times or whatever, and the person got like $12.
Which
is hyperbole, but it's still like that. So
yeah.
And I was reading an article recently about, like, sure, the musicians that are out there grinding it, but I've heard different musicians be like, basically, I'm just selling T-shirts anymore.
Right.
But songwriters aren't getting what they used to, because the royalties aren't what they used to be, and the money's not there. And so it's a grind, man. I think there is this sort of feeling like, oh, these musicians, these rock stars, like what a lavish life they're living.
Oh my gosh.
And you get to know some of them. Like, I got a pal of mine. It's him and another cat that are it's a drummer, guitarist, it's a singer, songwriter, and a drummer. And it's just those two. And they're in the band van, and they are sometimes sleeping in it when it's a nice night, and they can save money on the hotel room.
I'm not even kidding.
It's a grind.
And now, like, for those of you listening, like, when you look at merch tables, like, I want you to picture that, like, being like their groceries. Like,
yeah.
Because we do not, as a writer, I am a writer, and I give my songs to artists, and they cut it. Sales aren't as high. Streaming, they don't pay you anything. So when you go to a venue and you see, like, that's why, like, every time I go to a show or something, I do buy the merch.
Yeah.
I buy their little coffee cup or their koozie, because, like, that's their gas money. Like, that's how they're getting to the next venue. That's how they're getting a hotel. And it's also a cool way for you to rep, like, your favorite band. Like, I even made some merch shirts to help, like, get here. Like, I hired security, you know, with the Christina Grimmie thing. You know, you just never know. So I hired, like, security. I made a banner. Like, that's all out of, like, my food and my mortgage money.
Yeah, I mean, the DIY aspect of musician anymore. It used to be just, like, you'd hear about the punk rockers, like the Ramones or whatever back in the day, and it was a lot of DIY. But now it's unless you're this... And there's two levels. There's everybody grinding it, and then there's the megastars.
Yeah.
And that place in between keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller, to where, for real, like I know my wife, when she hits up shows and it's at a smaller venue, she's always about getting a t-shirt or a hoodie or whatever, you know? Sometimes you go check it out and you go to like the Kiss concert at Sprint Center, and it's like $85 hoodies.
I try to
like,
be so reasonable too, because mine are 16.
Yeah.
Like, for every shirt, every size, it's 16 flat rate all the way around. And I had, like, the t-shirt company that made my shirts was like, oh, wow, like, most people are, like, 35, 55. I'm like, I can't even sleep at night. First of all, I'm a nobody, like, trying to be a somebody. Who's going to buy a nobody shirt?
All right, so tonight, tell us about the album release party here.
Oh, my gosh. Super stoked. I'm singing 6 songs. It's the 6 songs on the record, Stronger EP. It's on all platforms, Rizzy Myers, M-Y-E-R-S. And I'm singing those. But what I'm excited about is I'm going to sing a song, and then I'm going to stop, and I'm going to answer questions. It's like showcase, but it's also very intimate. And I'm like answering questions. I'm talking about what inspired me to write that song, and then sing the next song, and then take questions. And what was it like doing this? It was like this. And then after that's over, I'm actually going to go to a table. I have a big stack of like pictures I can autograph. I want to take pictures with you guys.
Somebody has to pay for those pictures. Keep that in mind.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Right. Like, and those, I printed those up, and those are actually free, and it was not cheap, but it's just something that I wanted to do, and they're really nice. It's really thick paper, so y'all know. It's like really pretty colors, and I brought them to sign them, and I brought like shirts, and I just want to like meet everybody, and it'll be like cocktail hour from 6 to 7, and then I hit the stage, girl. I'm all saying.
There you go. And again, it's Lifted Spirits live.
6 o'clock tonight, Lifted Spirits.
1734 Cherry Street in downtown. It is a free event, but it's first come, first serve.
And minors are welcome. It is all ages, but if you are a minor, you have to be accompanied by an adult, or it's 18 and up.
Rizzy Myers, it's always fun to see you. You are super fun to hang out with and super fun to have
Thank
in studio.
Thank you for letting me sing.
You're okay.
Thank you for letting me sing with a cupcake in my mouth.
It's great.
That's always been a dream, you know?
Anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.